Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're talking about change and growth and goals, and unfortunately, the energy that we put in and the results that we get aren't always one-to-one equations. And also, it's more than one decision to make any change or any progress in our life. And this had me thinking about one of my favorite Michael Lunig poems and cartoons, which is just about keeping going. He talks about how do you get there? You go out of the gate and you just keep going. That's how you get there. And I think it's a beautiful sentiment. It's true that we all just have to keep going and doing the best we can in life. But it's also really hard to do that. And especially when we're trying to make change. And difficulties arise and our progress can grind to a halt pretty easily. So what we're going to look at today is some strategies to keep going. First thing I'd have everyone consider is if you've got enough whys, you can overcome just about any how. Again, this is really, really true, but it isn't always the most practical bit of advice, and we need to work on the hows quite often. It's really important to connect with the why, though, because if we can actually boost our motivation, remember why we were committed to this course of action in the first place, that may be enough to have us pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep going. And so remembering that as often as possible is a way that we can stay motivated and keep moving forward, as well as pick ourselves up where we slip back. It's really important for all of us to recognize inertia and the power of inertia. So whenever we stop doing something, the longer we stay stopped, the more time we spend in that still position, the more we defer the action of getting back up and doing what we need to do, the harder it is to get back up and do it. So the longer you stay, the more difficult it gets. So a really important way to break inertia is to do something. Even if that is to break down the goal into much, much more bite-sized pieces and something that you might be able to do, which is a single step, something that you could do today, perhaps, that might get you just out of that inertia and towards something. And obviously, to do that as quick as possible is really, really important. My last tip is to consider, whenever we stop, it's really, really important to consider why we stop. And I'm going to talk from personal experience here. My New Year's resolution, or one of my goals, was to read the dictionary. And I wanted to read a dictionary page a day. And I think I did pretty good until about mid-February, and then some things happened and the wheels fell off. So what I've had to do is to kind of go back to February and think about what were the issues, what were the points where I stopped and set this task down. And I need to have a think about adapting and redesigning my approach to do it more effectively. I thought that it might be easier to read the dictionary at work in my lunch break, but that just didn't happen. So now I'm going to change it to over breakfast, and I'm going to try to get that dictionary page read every day. So, some strategies to pick yourself up and keep going this week with My Games.